Good morning. I'm Mary Hartnett. Governor Kim Reynolds yesterday issued a disaster proclamation for Sioux County and three other counties after Sunday night's devastating storm with high winds that toppled trees and left thousands of residents without power. The disaster proclamation activates the Iowa Individual Assistance Grant Program and the Disaster Case Advocacy Program for Sioux County and the other three counties, Hancock, O'Brien, and Osceola. The Iowa Individual Assistance Grant Program provides grants of up to $7,000 for households with incomes of up to 200% of the federal poverty level for home or car repairs, temporary housing expenses, and replacement of personal property or food. The Disaster Care Advocacy Program involves disaster case advocates working with clients to address serious needs associated with disaster-related hardship, injury, or adverse conditions. Sioux County had 900 power outages after the storm on Sunday night and early Monday morning. As of 8 p.m. Tuesday, those outages were down to 174, according to MidAmerican Energy. Sioux County Emergency Management Coordinator Ryan DeKreif says crews will continue working to resolve power outages and clear debris in Orange City today.
Be cautious, and if you don't have to be out, definitely don't be out and looking around. Give the workers that are out there working trying to clear the debris and clear the trees away.
No one was injured in the storm. DeKreif continues to ask residents to go to the county website and make damage reports if they have not done so yet. One person was injured when a crop dusting plane crash-landed in a field in rural Plymouth County on Monday afternoon. The Plymouth County Sheriff says they received an iPhone crash alert in the area of Highways K-22 and C-16 around 3:40 in the afternoon. First responders found the small plane overturned in the field. Authorities say the pilot, Jonathan Gilland of Elkton, Tennessee, was attempting an emergency landing when his plane hit a rut in the field and overturned. Gilland was transported to Mercy One in Sioux City with non-life-threatening injuries. Lamar's Fire Rescue also decontaminated the field where the crash occurred. And Lamar's Fire Rescue is accepting applications to its first Lamar's Fire Rescue Citizens Academy. John McGregor is the EMS supervisor for Lamar's Fire Rescue. McGregor says he's had the idea for the academy on his radar for some time.
We were in the midst of the merger between EMS and fire and getting everything set up and getting staffing levels up to adequate levels, which were close to there but not quite, getting to a point where we could actually have enough staff to do this.
McGregor said recently he got the okay to start up the academy.
So we have developed Lamar's Fire Rescue Citizens Academy. It's going to run for 5 weeks, two nights a week. It'll run on Tuesdays and Thursday evenings from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. for 5 weeks, starting September 2nd and ending on October 2nd.
McGregor explains the academy will go beyond just the basics of firefighting.
Yeah, we're going to talk about all sorts of things, all aspects. We're an all-hazards department, as I've said, where we work with the fire side and the EMS side. We're going to work with extrication, cutting people out of cars so people are able to use and see the jaws of life. We're going to talk about use of ladders, hazardous materials.
McGregor said understanding how to handle hazardous materials is important in a city like Lamar's, which has an ice cream factory and railroad tracks running through it.
We have a very large amount of hazardous material in this town, ammonia especially, the ice cream factories and the cold storage facilities, as well as all the trains that come through town with all lots and lots of chemicals on those.
The academy will provide students with hands-on experience in handling everything from hoses to equipment in ambulances.
How to pull them off, and they'll actually get to spray water out of the fire hoses, to using our ladders, to the EMS side of, you know, the equipment we have in there, our little miniature rolling emergency rooms that we have in the back of our ambulances. They'll be able to get hands-on experience with that as well.
The Lamar's Fire Rescue Citizens Academy is open to all Plymouth County residents ages 18 and older. Applications are now being taken. You can pick one up at Lamar's Fire Rescue or email John McGregor at jmacgregor@lamarsiowa.com. The application deadline is August 20th. The Plymouth County Board of Supervisors yesterday put off a request from the Merrill Ambulance Department. Board Chair Don Cass said the department asked for funds to purchase an electric stair chair and a power lift system for $43,000. The purchase would have to be paid for with money from the county's portion of the state opioid settlement, which is $768,000. The county has about $20,000 left in the fund after supervisors approved more than $196,000 for four ambulance services to buy advanced defibrillators. Cass said there were also concerns that the request did not necessarily lend itself to opioid funding, and the request was tabled for consideration at a later date. That's a look at KLEM News. I'm Mary Hartnett.